Hello, I'm Lauren, and welcome to the Nutmeg Investor Update podcast. I'm joined today by Pacom Breton, Head of Portfolio Management here at Nutmeg. Hi, Pacom.
Hi, Lauren.
So, Pacom, we've just come to the end of earnings season where many listed companies share their results. Have there been any surprises, or were the results in line with expectations?
In the US, which is the primary market for equities, the majority of companies have now reported their earnings for the end of 2023. The season has been notably good for US equities overall and has surpassed expectations. The market thought company earnings would grow by just 1% compared to a year ago, but final earnings for large US corporations came in at over 7%, which is significantly higher. Sales also grew, rising by just under 4% compared to the same quarter last year, reflecting a positive trend overall. Notably, the information technology and communication services sectors demonstrated robust earnings growth, surpassing last year's figures by 25%. And sectors like consumer discretionary and utilities experienced a strong quarter as well. Europe, on the other side, has not done so well. Earnings per share are down 11% compared to a year ago, and it's 2% lower than expected. The stark contrast between the US, with its strong earnings growth exceeding expectations, and Europe, with negative growth and below consensus, is evident. So why is this the case? And well, the exceptional performance of top companies in the US, such as Microsoft, Apple, Amazon, or Nvidia, often referred to as the Magnificent Seven, played a significant role in driving the growth and outperformance of the US market. The results of these companies are potentially inflating what could otherwise, though, have been a relatively flat earnings season.
Okay, and what about inflation? Has the outlook there changed? Are interest rate cuts on the horizon?
The outlook for inflation remains unchanged globally, with the US, the UK and Europe still experiencing a downward trend overall. However, recent data has shown numbers higher than expected, including a temporary increase in the UK. In the US, while overall inflation came down to 3.1% in January, core inflation, which removes volatile food and energy prices and is closely watched by the market, remained at 3.9%. This was higher than expected and makes the trajectory of decline less steep than what was observed a few months ago. The implication for central bankers is clear. They must time interest rate cuts very carefully. And if inflation doesn't come down and the economy performs better than expected, cutting rates too soon could raise inflation again, which is the opposite of what they want to achieve. Consequently, in February, market expectations for rate cuts in the US and the UK were pushed back, with UK interest rate cuts now expected only in August. And while optimism for swift rate cuts has influenced recent movements in the equity market, the potential delay of these cuts could be justified by the robust performance of the economy.
And finally, have you made any changes to the Nutmeg portfolios so far this year?
Yes, we've made a couple of changes so far this year. In January, we increased our exposure to Japan, which is experiencing economic dynamism and renewed interest from investors. It is benefiting from the ongoing weakening of the yen, something which is favorable to Japanese equities. And foreign investors also see Japan as the go-to country in the region, given ongoing difficulties in China. At the end of October 2023, we significantly increased our exposure to US equities, a position which has been good for the portfolio so far this year. We've only made a small change here, diverting some equity exposure away from smaller European companies and towards the US, which is currently having a better start to 2024.
That's great. Thank you so much, Pacom.
Thanks, Lauren.
And thanks to you, our listeners, for tuning in. If you have a topic you'd like us to discuss in next month's investor update, contact us via email or social media.
More information about this update is available in the description. As with all investing, your capital is at risk. The value of your portfolio with Nutmeg can go down as well as up, and you may get back less than you invest. past or future performance indicators are not a reliable indicator of future performance.